Blog Talk.
Welcome, Moors, to Moorish Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amani El Bey, and today's episode will be The Plight of Black People in America, Part 2. Now, last week we talked about the holidays and black people celebrating other people's holidays, which has absolutely nothing to do with them, and that is still true today, and we want to make sure that we do something about that when these days roll around. At least we can do is do an investigation so we can know why we're doing what we're doing. Today we want to cover something else, and we want to find out why there's so many, what is the leading cause of death among black people in America? Most people say cancer, some people say drugs, and all of these other things, but believe it or not, the biggest killer of black people in this country is something called eugenics. What they're doing is they actually, it goes under the guise of Planned Parenthood, and we have this stuff available on DVD disc, and for those of you who are tuning in order to get a hold of that, you can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. It's tahaka99. @yahoo.com, or you can reach me at area code 904-303-9061, and please try to contact me after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And but eugenics is the leading cause of death among black people, and that is the reason being is because when we are a woman is bringing a child into the world, we have a habit of going into the wrong place. In the beginning, we would use midwives, and they would bring our children in the world healthy children. But now there's always some complication. You know, we're going into the hospitals and stuff, and the child is literally being killed in the womb. And this is something that we need to address, and we need to learn about that. So I just want to make sure that you understand that we have that information available on DVD disc so that you can see the whole story of how this thing is swept across this country and how the children are being destroyed before they even get a chance at life. Also, I'd like to recommend that you all contact me in regards to the most comprehensive archives in this country, and we have those available, and you can still contact me at the same above information that I've given you, area code 904-303-9061, tahaga99@yahoo.com. And inside those archives, we also address the eugenics issue, and that goes under the guise of Planned Parenthood, and it's in print form. But to get the whole scoop, and we have it on DVD disc. That disc is approximately 4 to 6 hours long, so you need to pay attention to that and learn and find out what's going on in regards to your children and to your wives and daughters that are pregnant and bringing children into the world. Also, let's deal with something else that was not covered in last week's broadcast the plight of black people in this country. We want to stress one more time the nationality And we want to stress in the part about dealing with the sheriff's department when you got to go to court, and we want to put more emphasis on that. And just remember what I told you about the your name being in all capital letters, and when you receive a letter from the courthouse and stuff, you want to deal with them immediately. You want to send them a letter letting them know that there is a problem with your grammar. You're not a corporation. You are a living, breathing being. And because the only thing that can be taxed in this country is a corporation. So therefore, they are regarding you as one. As long as you allow it, they will continue to do that and treat you as a 14th Amendment citizen until you let them know that you are no longer playing that game. You're no longer going along with maritime admiralty law. You are a sovereign aboriginal and indigenous person to the land. All black people didn't come to this land on slave ships. And the truth of that matter has been covered up. It is constantly being kept out of the media on a daily basis. No emphasis is drawn toward that matter. Anytime you see anything about natives of the land, there's always somebody else. There's never any truth in regards to your culture and your right to be here on this land if you didn't come here as a slave, you see. So we want to make sure that we do the research and bring this information to the forefront. It also gives you an opportunity when you are contacted by your bill collectors or your contacted by the sheriff's department, or if you're stopped on the street by police officers, that's an opportunity for you to let them know the truth and what you know for a fact, and you are prepared to present that given the opportunity before the magistrate or whoever else that needs to know it. And of course, they don't want that information out. They want to regard you as a slave. They want to keep you as a slave. They want to continue to suck the life blood from you financially by keeping you locked in as a 14th Amendment citizen and accessing your birth bonds and your Social Security bond and all these other things. And but you want to make sure that you do something to change your circumstances and to change the life that you're currently living. Otherwise, you're going to continue to move forward and go on in the same position and doing the same thing over and over and over, week after week, month after month, and year after year after year. We're doing the same thing. In regards to your holidays, we're just simply making somebody else rich. It doesn't have anything to do with us. We don't have any stock in the products and items that are sold on these different holidays that is being carried on every year in this country, and which belong to somebody else. But the people that these holidays do belong to, they have products and services on the New York Stock Exchange. And when you go into a store and you purchase these products, you're simply putting money in their pocket. And most of them don't even celebrate these days. You know, they don't have to worry about it. They just take the proceeds and live life to the hilt. And you are working for somebody else. You're on fixed income. And you're going out. You're buying your turkeys, your hams, your Christmas toys, your Christmas trees and lights and all that. And you're putting reindeers and Santa Claus on top of your home. And your whole neighborhood is lit up, and the only people that's having a good Christmas is the light company, not you. And so when we stop and pay attention, then we can do something about our current condition. We are, if you hold on a second, we have somebody on the line. Caller, could you state your name and tell us who you are and where you calling from? Okay. Hold on. Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. in regards to your holidays and stuff. And what we're doing is we're giving you a complete listing of the problems that black people are suffering from, and so that they will know exactly what it is that they need to change. You need your own personal library in your home so that that contains information in regards to your culture and your story so that your children will know that they are contributed to this world, that they are not slaves. You need to have information in there in regards to your nationality. You need to have information in there about black authors involved in the different struggles and stuff that we have went through. You need to have your ancient African history in there. You need to have ancient science and math and stuff inside your personal library. Everybody needs a personal library in their home so that they can, at a notice, they can go ahead and do your research and do your study and add books and stuff to your library in regards to your story and culture. That's very, very important. You should not have to have your children forced out the home and go into the city downtown in the public library because there's nothing in there of any value in regards to your ancient history there. It's just simply not allowed in there. So when you purchase the information that you need that tells the truth and you make sure that information is available to your children in your home, there is no excuse. They have an opportunity to avoid the lies that have been propagated by the public school system. So we need to do that. We need to have our own public library, have it available in our home. And one of the most important items I can recommend today is, once again, our archives. They are the most comprehensive archives available in this country. And inside these archives, there's information that's just simply not available to the general public. In fact, the powers that be don't want you to have this information. They don't want you to know this. You're not supposed to know this as the 14th Amendment system, but this information covers your Constitution, the explanation behind it, your culture, your Moorish culture and story, African information, your science and horticulture. It has your videos in there, and there's tons of information available to you in these archives. And by accessing these archives, you can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com or simply dial me after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at area code 904-303-9061. Let's go on to something else that's very, very important that's affecting black people in this country. We have gotten away from the natural laws in regards to our health. I see brothers and sisters all the time. They're jogging up and down the road. They're walking around the track. They're jogging around the track. And then when I'm talking to them, I ask them about their diet. And there are a lot of them are telling me that, well, I don't have a special diet. You know, I get out and I'll run 3 miles, or I'll run 4 miles, or I'll run 5 miles, and that's it. And but what they fail to realize is that nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. It's inseparable. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot. It doesn't do you any good to get outside your home and run 10 miles. And then come back inside the home and start eating a bowl of collard greens and pork chops. That don't do you any good. The only thing that you have done is worn out good shoe leather. So we need to pay close attention to our health, and we need to understand that in order for us to get the proper fiber that we need to get that from fruits and vegetables, and we want to always deal with organic fruits and vegetables. And you will find yourself much more successful if you grow your own. If you don't have a large parcel of land, just get you some flower pots and grow you some stuff in that you can get and put inside your juicing machine. We want to get away from fried foods. We want to stay out of the pharmaceutical stores, period. There's nothing in there of any value for you whatsoever. If it didn't come from nature, It didn't come from our laboratory. It came from somebody else's laboratory. It doesn't belong inside of you. We recommend juicing raw fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. Even if you only do it once a day, you're much further ahead as far as your nutrition is concerned. You might want to get you a blender and blend up some of your soft fruits and vegetables like tomatoes and bananas and your avocados and your guava fruit and that type of stuff. And so when you do go out and jog, when you do go out and walk around a track and you go home, you're putting the proper nutrition in your body along with the exercise that you have. So you are actually making progress. So that's one of the most important things that I've noticed among our people. And so a lot of people are suffering from obesity. And it's the timing factor involved, because during the fall and the winter months, people spend more time indoors. And that's when we pick up the most weight. And we are having a mind by some hook or crook that, well, when summertime comes, I can go ahead and I'll run it off or, you know, something like that. But that's not the way it's supposed to go. See, it's you during the winter months, what you want to do during the fall, you want to start your exercise program. We've just opened a gym here in Jacksonville. It's very, very successful. Our members are those who are overweight or losing weight. The brothers that's putting on the mask, putting it on, and it's going pretty successful. We have a wonderful program which involves not only your exercise and working out in the gym, but nutrition before you get inside the gym. So that's working wonderful for us. So you might want to start doing that during the fall and move it into the winter months, so you don't have to struggle that hard. And then when spring emerges, then you can come out and you're in good shape. You're looking good. You're feeling good. Your energy level is up. You're not on any foreign medication that's foreign to the body, because you've kept your nutrition intact. And doing exercise inside the home is a great idea. You might want to do some push-ups and calf raise and squats and stuff during the fall and winter months, if it's cold outside or snowing outside, wherever you are. You want to do that on a daily basis and make sure you got enough natural fruit and vegetable that you can deal with to put the proper fiber inside the body. And I would also like to recommend, for those of you who are interested, we have one of the most comprehensive DVD discs on nutrition. It's called the Perfect Health Disc, and it's approximately 4 to 6 hours long, and you can have access to that by contacting me, either by email or by phone at area code 904-303-9061 after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's just one more thing that I needed to address, because being into the health and nutrition field, I come into a lot of people who just simply don't have it right. They're either running or they're walking, and they have this thing in mind, well, okay, I walked 4 miles today, and I don't need to do anything other than that. I've done my exercise for the day. And but then when you discuss nutrition with them, they don't have anything to say. They're going to give you the wrong, erroneous information. So proper nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. And the time to begin that is today, now, before fall gets into full swing, before winter months gets into full swing. That way, when spring comes, you can emerge much more successful. You're looking good and you're feeling good. Okay, let's move forward. And once again, I would like to address the information in regards to your documentation. For those of you who are proclaiming your nationality, it's very important that you have all of your information, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted on that information. And one of the most important things that you can do is make sure that your Moorish name and your nationality is proclaimed publicly. And you do that by simply placing a small ad inside a little free publication. You may want to get with your newspaper company in your city in which you live, and make a public notice of that, So it's not like you're trying to hide something, you're trying to be secretive about anything. It's public notice. You have proclaimed your nationality and your identity, and you have also proclaimed your Moorish name. And so therefore, when they attempt to try to keep you in the 14th Amendment bracket, you can let them know that, hey, this is public notice. This is my name. I'm not a part of your system. I'm not a part of your enslavement process. I'm not a part of come under your authority of maritime admiralty law. I am a free man upon the land. I'm an aboriginal, and I'm absolutely indigenous to the land. Can I see your nationality card? Can I see your documentation? Because if you are not a person of Negrito descent, African or black descent, I'll need to see your nationality card so that we can determine whether or not that you are aboriginal to this land. If you came here, you are here as a result of some immigrant move, someone that have forced themselves into this land, that have come from somewhere else that is not aboriginal to the land. So it is very important that we make sure that we have the proper documentation available so that we can present it in a timely fashion to everyone that needs to see it or that may be claiming that they have some type of authority. So therefore, we're able to bring something to the table and request that they also bring something to the table. And always remember, if there is a problem, we always want to follow through on a lawsuit, and we want to do it, draw up the papers, and bring it before the grand jury. We always want to put it in the hands of the grand jury. We don't want to go through the local court system for anything. They are not practicing law. They are only enforcing, attempt to enforce statutes and ordinances upon 14th Amendment citizens. And, of course, you are not that, not a part of that system. So we want to stay away from that. One other thing, and this is very, very important. It's something that I don't address a whole lot, but I want to talk to black people about it today. And that is your body's requirement for water. The body gives you signals for its need for water, but we want to get the proper water. We want to get you good purified water. And we want to drink quite a bit of that during the summer months and winter months because it's necessary. The body is 90% water, and we want to make sure that we put that water in the body so that the skin is beautiful and the elasticity of the body is there and your joints and stuff. Also, adequate bowel movements. We want to deal with fruit and certain fruit that have natural laxatives in it, but we recommend that for those of you who don't have the proper amount of fiber and is not having proper bowel movements, if you would take and drink a nice good gulp of mineral oil at least once every 2 weeks to keep your joints and stuff oiled and to keep the intestinal tract flowing properly. Along with the water that you're drinking. That's very, very important in regards to your nutrition. And so I just thought I'd add that in as well. And then we want to don't forget, for those of you who need information in regards to your health, if you need information in regards to your culture and your story and stuff, we offer one of the greatest archives in this country. And it is filled with hundreds and hundreds of articles. And I'd like to commend the brothers up here in Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, on their acquisition of the archives. And to say congratulations, you're well on your way to doing what needs to be done. And pay very close attention to the section in the archives in regards to religion. And when you get to that section, just scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page because there's many, many, many other articles in regards to that available in those archives. And you can get that by contacting me at area code 904-321-1000. 303-903-9061, or you can contact me by email with your request at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. Now, let us go back once again and deal with another very important document that you should have as an Aboriginal and Indigenous person. That is your power of attorney document, a simple power of attorney document, a full power of attorney document, which must be signed, stamped, and notarized by a qualified notary, clearly stating your power of attorney over the straw man or your 14th Amendment name, or the name that you thought was a name that was given to you at birth, which is nothing more than a title that has been stolen by the investors of the hospital in which you were born. And that information is being sold on the New York Stock Exchange as discount securities. And we think it is a name, but it is a title. And that title is what they are using anytime they refer to you as a corporation. That is what they are using to keep the enslavement process going. So the power of attorney document is very, very important, and you must keep that with you anytime that you are dealing with them. That's one of the first documents that you want to make available to these people that are proclaiming they have some type of authority on native land. And when you present that document, that's one of the first ones, along with your judicial notice and proclamation of identity. And you won't need to add that in your article when you are proclaiming your public notice in the newspaper or the little magazines or what have you. You won't need to do that, but you want to make sure that you have that power of attorney document along with your judicial notice and proclamation of identity when you are traveling or exercising your free rights to travel, which is absolutely free. If you're not operating in commerce, you don't need anybody's permission. That will come in the form of a driver's license. Anytime you hear the word registration, that's somebody attempting to regard you as enslavement, as a slave or standing under somebody else's authority. And we want to make sure that if we are going to stand under someone's authority, we want to make sure that they actually have some authority. And so we want to find out whether or not they have their nationality papers or their documentation. And your passport, we don't want an American passport. What we want to do is we want to make sure that we have a world passport, and we can discuss that. We can make that available to you in our archives, and you get that by contacting me at tahaka99@yahoo.com, calling me after 7 all standard time at area code 904-303-9061. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall say that's all. I've been your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay. And I hope you have gotten something out of this broadcast. And until next time, we'll be back. I'm